الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الاعتبار بالخواتيم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. بشكل علماء إكرام رجل في الإسلام، الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with iman. Because of this iman, we think differently, we behave differently, we react differently, we feel differently, we live differently, we transact differently. Every action of ours, if we are true Muslims, then it must be unique. Unique, not having the quality of imitation. When we compare ourselves with other tribes, nations, religions, cultures, or civilizations. In this age, everyone is talking about two things. Because of local politics, national politics, international politics, everyone is talking about two words. One is justice and the other is oppression. The word utilized in Islam for justice, which has a much broader meaning, is adl. And the word oppression is zulm. Concerning oppression and zulm, inshallah, some other occasion we will elaborate how we interpret zulm, what is the meaning of zulm, what is the meaning of oppression, how it is applicable, and so on. Today we should discuss justice, adl. Every person in the Western world talks about this. Every politician has got this on his lips, that we are for justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man, and there is a quality in man that he must stay with men. Human being is a social being. You cannot isolate him. You cannot cut him off. You cannot say, man, listen, you stay alone in the mountain. And you cannot say every individual of the locality, listen, stay in your home. Do not come out. Do not socialize. Do not speak. If you say a person, listen, you go and stay in a certain locality, but we do not want you to mix to that locality, that is impossible. Man must mix with men. He likes to be with company. He wants to be with people. And every man, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, he wants peace. He wants security. He wants tranquility. He wants comfort. He wants to feel that when he sleeps, no one must attack him and ambush him and kill him. Every person, whether he is living in a hut or whether he is living in the mansion, he wants the security of life, property, dignity, and honor. Irrespective of which color he is, white or black, he wants the security. And every Nizam, every ideology, communism, socialism, capitalism, Marxism, Leninism, anything which has come up has impressed upon man that vote for us, vote for communism, or vote for capitalism, or vote for democracy, we will give you in return what? Security and justice. We will bring peace in the locality. We will bring peace amongst you. We will safeguard you. that when you walk on the street, you will not be mugged or robbed. But no one will ambush you. And man, when he decided, he said, okay, I'll talk this part. The Orientalists, the Kuffar, and the naive Muslims, and the ignorant Muslims, they have been indoctrinated, and they are indoctrinating others, that this system of Islam, where they cut off the head, where they stoned to death, where they have capital punishment, where the laws are of such nature, and they describe them, and then they brand Islam, and they say, you see, these people are like barbarians. This desire, this ideology is corrupted. They cut off your head, and they stone you. And the Muslim who is ignorant, he gets into an impurity complex. He does not know how to defend himself. And we say simply that there was a time you closed your door and you went to sleep. It was safe. Then the rogue got you. Then you locked your door. You got it locked. You locked it. Then the thief got you. Now what we do, we put a burglar guard. The thief still gets it. Now what we do, we put a alarm. You still get it. And all these things, lock, alarm system, security system, watchman system, all this is because there is a flaw in the law. There is a flaw in the law. In an Islamic country, at least where there is Islamic law enforced, in Makkah and Medina, when the Azan is counted, the Hajis and those who have went there will bear witness that the person who has got a jewelry shop, he just takes the shawl and throws it over and he goes away. Try that here and see what happens. Try that in any Western country and see that what happens. And leave your shop for 5 minutes and come back, inshallah, in the empty. Why the law of cutting the head is there. But you just don't cut the head. There's so much investigation. There's so much tehqiqat, research, and so much witness and evidence, and so much information before that law comes into existence. But the impression given is that if he's stealing, he's just cutting there. That's how they put it. No. The law that is prevalent there, people are safe. There's tranquility, peace. You can leave your luggage and go away. You can leave your property and go away, leave your money and go away, and try that in any part of any country, anywhere in the world, besides those places where the law of cutting of the head. Respected elders, adl in Islam has got a broad meaning. Imam Razi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that adl firstly applies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we should make adl with Allah ta'ala. Meaning that whatever laws Allah Ta'ala has given us, we should act upon them. Whatever He has told us to refrain from, we should refrain from. Everything which Allah wants us to do, we must do. Everything which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want us to abstain from, we should abstain from. Basically, we should make adl with the Quran, adl with Sharia, adl with Deen, become practical, let it come into us. Then we will be making adl. We will be justice to Islam, justice to Allah. The rights of Allah, we will be fulfilling. The rights of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will be fulfilling. How? By practicing your Sharia. Then he goes on to say, we should make adl on our nafs, on our internal self. And this is the problem today. A major problem. That why there is no trustworthiness? Why there is no confidence in each other? Why? Because the inside is something and the outside is something. And Islam is telling us that the inside and the outside must be equal. Today you will find a person, outside he looks like an excellent Muslim, perfect Muslim, classical Muslim. Muslims are outside according to the textbook, but inside, hatred, malice, jealousy, wrong transactions, not fulfilling the promise, breaking of the trust,
disappropriation. Everything is happening outside. So the person, he feels, you know, that this person outside is like a Muslim, but inside he is bad. And the purpose of Islam is that the inside and the outside must come equal. Then he goes on to say that a judge, he must make justice. And when there is a case in front of him, he must deal with justice. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that you should not judge a case in rage. That the judge, he must not be angry. He must not be enraged. He must not be emotionally upset. He must not be emotionally moved. He must have no sentiments attached. When he is judging a case, he must have others. And the democratic world, they say no. They've got other justice. Ibn Arabi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that justice adl applies to that the ruler must exercise justice upon his subject. At this meaning of justice, everybody, not those first three. That the government must be just. That the law must be just. That the police must be just. That the army must be just. Military must be just. Law of the land must exercise justice. Otherwise, political strife, political riot, chaos, anarchy. During the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went for Hajj. A king by the name of Jabala was also making tawaf. And his Arab flock, a poor Arab family, it came off the shoulder of Jabala. Jabala turned around and he smacked and he hit and he buffed the poor Arab who was hurt and injured. That poor Arab went to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So, Ya Umar, this is what happened. Umar radiallahu ta'ala who immediately summoned that king. He was the king of a neighboring state, called him. Said, did this happen? He said, yes, arrogantly. This happened. And he went on to say, if it was not for the house of Allah, due to the respect of the house of Allah, I only hit him. Otherwise I should have killed this person who trapped my Arab cloth. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, but you should not have done that. It was a mistake. You mistakenly said this. The king said, no, that I am a king of the neighboring state, and you know my status. And how can this Arab, this poor Arab, trap my cloth? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu paused for a moment and calmly, with a stern voice, said, the Jabala, know that in Islam there is justice. In the eyes of Allah, you are the king and the present are equal. And you either get yourself forgiven by him, ask for forgiveness from this poor Arab, or this poor Arab will have to retaliate by also smacking, by also slapping you and hitting you in retaliation, according to the law of retaliation. Jabala was shocked. He never expected this because Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was his friend. This is justice. Islam gave us justice. Not what we see in the age, what is going on. When there is a black jury and a white man convicted, you know what happens. And when there is a white jury and a black man convicted, you know what happens. And they say that is democracy. And they say that is life. And they say that is civilization. They say that is culture. And they say that is what we must follow. And that is what we are following. That is the argument. That Baathil Nizam, that unjust Nizam, that Western Nizam, that Western system, that Western culture, that Western democratic rugged system, we are food licking. We are aping it. We are following it. How? In the houses, in our clothes, when you go into our lounges and our dining rooms. This is their life into our houses. We dress like them. We think like them. And now, when you phone the house, when you have to phone for some reason to a certain person's house, and if a lady has to pick up, at times, you do not know whether you got through to a white man's house or the Indian's house. By changing our accent and imitating the accent of the white man doesn't increase our status. By imitating their dressing does not increase our status. By imitating their walk, their talk, their accent, their culture, their behavior does not increase our status. We are Muslims. We have got justice. One man, one vote, democratic system is not Islam. Khilafat ala birhaj al-Nabuwa, Khilafat on the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Islamic system. Allama Iqbal has well said that democracy means counting of heads, and Islamic system means counting of heads, the brain. Blessed elders, they have got a partner system. We should not follow them. In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Amr ibn As conquered Syria and he conquered Egypt. At that time, the capital of Egypt was Alexandria. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu moved inside that area. The Christians, one morning, they had a huge uproar in their quarters. Subsequently, they came to the door of Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu and presented their case. The bishop presented the case. The case was simple. They had a statue of Jesus Christ. Someone had cut off the nose. So they were upset. They were up in arms. So they came to the governor of that area, Amr ibn As, told him that, look, this is what the Muslims have done. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that you can replace it, we will bear the cost. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to remove idol worship. But at the same time, we will not criticize or harm your idol or what you worship. That bishop said, no, we cannot put a nose on that statue any longer. It is not fit to be repaired any longer. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu calmly said, then make another statue, we will pay for it. The person said, no, we do not accept that. Because your money is vulgar and not permissible for us for such a statue, for such a sacred statue. Then what? Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, what will you do? He said, no, we are going to make a statue of your Nabi and we are going to disfigure it. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his eyes reveal fire. His muscles became tense and his whole body began to quiver and shake. He placed his hand on the sword and he wanted to strike the bishop. The Muslims are in control here. The Muslims are the rulers here. The Muslims are in power here. The Muslims can do what they want here. He put his hand onto the sword and releases it. And he thinks of what the bishop says. And again he puts his hand onto the sword and he releases it. He says no. After a while, he goes and he puts cold water on his face, cools himself down, and he addresses the bishop and says that our lives can be sacrificed, but we don't allow it there. Our property can be sacrificed, but we don't allow it there. You can take all the wealth, but we don't allow it there. You think of some other alternative. Anything, if you want a human nose, we will give it to you. But not that. So the bishop was waiting for this. He said, yes, you're required. Said, okay, tomorrow. Next day, early in the morning, Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala addressed the Muslims with the Christians on head. and stated that this one has caught fire. Then he addressed the bishop and said that you are the head of the Christian here and I am the head of the Muslim here. Here is the sword. You can disfigure my nose, remove my nose. The bishop looked at the sword and he touched the fine edge of the sword, the sharpness of it. Then a soldier came running from the crowd and said, that leave the governor, leave Amr ibn al-As, our commander. He is innocent. I deserve the punishment. This is justice. Islam is portrayed. If there is justice in any Islam, and there is justice in Islam, then it is only in Islam, not in any other part of Islam. Today, a ruler, a week ago, we came to read about a ruler of a state. He becomes drunk in parliament. Becomes drunk in parliament. He goes to visit the next state, he's still drunk. Respected elders, and they want to project to us their ideology, which we are following. And on question that why were you drunk? He said, no, we should have a world government, and I want to be the chairman of the world order. This new world order concept which America and Russia are propagating is a complete batil desire to destroy Islam. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the beauty of Islam and practice Islam.